So we had our reading today. Thank you very much, girls, for doing the reading. Who enjoyed Holiday Club? Yes, who had a fantastic time? And what was your favorite bit, Oriana?
Got a mouthful of street now, haven't you? Sorry.
What was your favorite bit, Becky? Just blurt it at me. Just all of it. Anybody? Jane, Ali, what was your favorite piece of Holiday Club? Everything. So anything, John, anything particular? You all got mouthful of toffee now, haven't you? Yes, you know, for me, this is great excitement. If you were not here for day two, I had the welly boots and umbrella because it was a bit wet, and I was dancing with the frog, and it was really great fun, yes. Naomi, did you enjoy anything of Holiday Club? Eating the food, typical, yeah. Most of the children, when I ask them, they like the cake decorating, and they just pile as many sweets on the top as they can. It just floods around, and they're walking out with this plate full of sweets and icing and stuff. Yeah, very artistic, very clever, if you ask me. Yes, you know, I could not wait to get back to the laboratory on Thursday and Friday to tell my friends what a great time we had here, because it was such fun. And you know, I think that all of us, we like to share good news, don't we? Who likes to share? When something good happens, we like to tell people about it, don't we? Yes, we do. Now, I need, Rebecca, you can be my assistant, please, if you will. Can you all tell me different ways of how we can communicate with people? So if we want to tell people something, how do we do it? What's the best way to do it? What kind of things do we use today?
Talking.
How do we talk?
Mobile phone.
Mobile phone. Can you write mobile? Okay, this is for a mouse. This is a mouse-sized mobile. let me show you. Look, we go, mobile. Like this, okay? Fantastic. Yes, we can talk on the mobile telephone. Anybody else, any other suggestions? Matthew, yes.
Facebook,
we can do Facebook. Facebook, fantastic. Any other suggestions? Yes, Jane.
Signing
is very good. I hadn't thought of signing. Yes, any other suggestions?
Email,
we have email, thank you, yes. You're writing email. Text, ooh. Talking to them face-to-face, going and meeting them. Yes, face-to-face talking, please, or visit. Yes, anything else? Anyone, any other ideas, Hannah?
A book or a newspaper.
Okay, technically a newspaper. If you want to put a newspaper, write a book, it's quicker. Any other ideas? Yes, Julie.
A letter.
You can send a letter. Yes, this is good. Anybody else, any other ideas? Come on, keep them coming. Yes, lady. I'm sorry. Notices, yes, we get lots of notices in the church. We love notices in the church. Yes, anything else? Anybody heard of FaceTime? Yes, we get a big clock on your face. Yes, no. You can have, sorry, Ali, did you say Skype? Exactly, yes, Skype as well. We can have Skype. How many have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Ooh, yes. And what about Twitter as well? Does anybody tweet? Tweet. Tweet. Tweet to who? Is an owl.
Communication pictures.
How are your communication pictures?
Pecs.
So I'm sorry?
Pecs.
Okay, like this you mean?
No.
Oh, okay. Fine, be that way. Yes, there's pecs, so there's all these different ways that we can do it. Yes, thank you. Have a seat for the moment. Thank you. Superb. Now, in our story today, Jesus, he gives the disciples three simple commands. Do we remember what these three simple commands were that Jesus gave to the disciples? Shall we see? I think the first one may have been, well, Hannah's going to read it from the notice sheet. This is a bit of cheating going on here. I think the first one that will come up on the screen any second now will be, yes, Hannah. Thank you. Yes, he said, go into all the world and make disciples of all the world. Not just that, don't find yourself a cushy job. Why is the screen not working, guys? Ah, slow screen, it's modern technology. Who needs modern technologies? It's just rubbish. Yes, he said, he didn't say, go and find a cushy job, invite some of your friends along, we have a few beers. If it doesn't take off, it doesn't matter. He did not say this. He said, go into all of the world. Wherever you go, go to all of the world. Who has been to a different country for their holidays? Where have you been, Oriyama? Lanzarote. Do you know what language they speak in Lanzarote? Is it Lanzarote? I think maybe it's Spanish. Maybe Spanish? Do you speak any Spanish? Can you say hola?
No, okay, I'm embarrassing you. I'm sorry. I'm not even your daddy.
Say hola. See, this is Spanish. Okay, anybody else been to? Lydia, where have you been on holiday?
France.
It's nice in France. They go, oh, bonjour, hello, I'm from France. And they speak French, mais oui, of course they do, mon naturellement. How is the accent? Is it all right? Yeah, oui, d'accord, d'accord. Yes, has anybody else been to a different country for their holidays, Hannah?
America,
what do they speak in America? It's not English, that's for sure, I can tell you. You know, if you get house broken into, you have been burglarized. What were these burglarized? They're just making up their own words. Anybody else been to a different country? Exotic, sun? Oh, Julie, yes. Croatia. Yes, very nice. So part of the former Yugoslavia, I believe, yes? Yes, I've been to Montenegro, very similar. I have a country there, a friend there, he's a very good guy. Okay. So you go to these different countries and they speak different languages, which can make it very difficult. So the disciples, they had to go and speak, they had to get there in the first place, and then they had to learn to speak different languages. Who remembers what the second command was that Jesus gave to the disciples? He said, go to the world and make disciples, make followers of all peoples. And he said, Hannah,
baptize them
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yes. Who has been baptized or christened, as we say? Yes, most of us have been baptized. This is a quite common thing to do. In the olden days, they used to think that people, if you had not been baptized, you could not go to heaven. This is rubbish, I tell you this. When you're being baptized, it was a sign. Jesus wanted them to be baptized so that it would be a sign that they, I don't think it's going to happen, that they want to follow Jesus, that they want to say sorry for all the bad things in their life, and they want to be washed clean. I think last week you had a very good guy here. I think his name was John. John the Builder, you like? He's a great guy. He's, again, another very good friend of mine, and he was talking about John the Baptizer, who washed people's sins away as a sign of the good things, of the getting rid of the bad things and taking on the good things again. And then there is the last thing, the third thing. Can you remember what that was? Teach them stuff, yes. Teach them trivia. Look, today we like lots of trivia. Today we are Google people. We don't learn stuff. We just learn where Google is and we look it up on Google. But yes, Jesus said, teach them to obey all the things that I have taught you. Who can tell me what things did Jesus teach us to do? What kind of things did Jesus talk about? Love each other. I'm glad you're here today because everyone else has fallen asleep on me. Yes, anybody any other ideas for what Jesus taught us? Trust. He told us to trust, yes. Any other ideas? What about the sick and the poor people? Did he say, get rid of those guys? They are losers. We don't want them. They just take up time and money. Did he say this? No, he did not. He said, care for the poor and the sick. Look after them. You always have the poor with you. You need to look after them. Jesus had compassion and love for them. And this is one of the things that he wants us to do as followers of him. See, if you love someone and you want to be like them, then you will want to do the things they do. So this is what the disciples did. And do you know, they came all the way from Jerusalem to Mark's Tay. Yes. And do you know how far it is from Jerusalem to Mark's Tay? It's a very long way. And they didn't have the aeroplanes to fly in the air. It's 4,600 something miles from Jerusalem to Mark's Tay. If you're walking, because usually if they're walking, it's about 900 hours. How many days is 900 hours, Matthew? Do you know this? Are you clever enough to know this? I don't know this. It's many days. You see if you can work it out. 900 hours, 24 hours in a day. Who is good at math, John? You good at math? 24 hours in a day? Yes, you put it on the spot. It's not so good now, is it? But it's a very long time. Hannah is working it out on pencil and paper using the bus stop method. But the guys, they came. The word spread from all the way from Jerusalem, miles, 4,000 miles away, all the way to Mark's Tay. Otherwise, we would not be sitting here today, yes? And he said, share the good news. This is the important thing. He didn't say, go and ram it down their throats. He didn't say, get your Bibles and bash people with them for wearing your sunglasses without permission. He didn't say bash people with the Bible. He says share the good news with them. Because people, they don't like to have other people telling them what to do. You are wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong. They like, if you have good news, they want to be have it shared with them. And this is what Jesus said, share the good news. But what is the good news? We said earlier that today that Jesus died on the cross and then he rose again. And this is the good news. This was God's plan. The bad guys, they thought their plan was to kill Jesus and get rid of him. They killed him, but they did not get rid of him because he came back again. And that is God's good news, that Jesus is with us always, no matter where we are, whether we are at home, at church, at school, with family, friends, on our own, getting bored. Jesus is always with us, and that is his promise to us. I have a piece of paper somewhere in my Bible, this Bible right here, and I'm going to write on it right now the words that came at the end of our reading. Do you know the beginning of Matthew's Gospel? The angel said to Joseph, Jesus will be called Emmanuel. Who knows what is Emmanuel mean in English? It means God with us. And at the end of the Bible, Jesus, he said, at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he says, I will be with you always. So I'm just going to write this right down. Who can read? Oriana, can you read? You can. Can you tell me what this says? What does this say?
I will be with you always, forever and ever.
Thank you very much. Just to prove that I didn't make it up, this is what it says. I will be with you always, forever and ever. I'm going to put this into the Mega Machine and just change the dial to get the right thingy on there. Okay, one more, I think this should do it. Right, I will open the door of the Mega Machine and, oh. Hang on, I pressed the wrong button. Let me try one more time. So this one, count 1, 2, 5. Okay. Well, this is embarrassing. Something's not right with the Mega Machine. I've got the door, I've got the dial, it's bigger, my God. Hang on, could you come and help me, please? And Lydia, would you like to come and help? Or do you want to stay there? You can stay. No, you don't. Lydia, would you like to come and help as well? I just remembered. I've got a different door here. Look, here's a different door. Hang on. Let's see. Ah, ha, ha. Here we go. All right, let's see if I can get... Here's a piece of paper. Ah, it's a bit scrunchy, munchy. What does this say? What letter is this? I
will be.
Can you get that slide for me?
With you always.
I will be with you always, forever and ever. Hold the slide for me. Oh, hang on. What does he say?
Endeavor.
Oh, my goodness. No, slow down. Thank you. And ever. Yes, I will be with you always, forever and ever. That's fine. Just let it drop to the floor. Thank you. Forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. So this is God's promise to us. He will not abandon us. He will be with us forever and ever. And his love is even better than the Mega Machine because his love just keeps getting bigger and bigger.